Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry today. Americans eat on average about 70 pounds of red meat every year. Now, we know that we're supposed to limit our intake because of cholesterol and calories and fat, but the World Health Organization has just found new reason to stay away from processed meat like bacon and hot dogs altogether. That's cancer. A WHO panel reviewed decades of research. They found a link between processed meats and colon cancer. But processed meat isn't the only problem here. The WHO also found evidence that regular red meat itself might be carcinogenic. Joining us is Mariana Stern. She's professor of epidemiology at the University of Southern California. She contributed to the World Health Organization report on cancer and meat. Dr. Stern, welcome.
Thank you.
This is certainly not the first study to link meat and processed meat to cancer, because this study was kind of a compendium, right, of all the different studies, kind of bringing them all together. Explain that.
Yes. So there's been evidence for several years that there's an association between consumption of diets high in meat and different cancer types. So what we did in this panel was to evaluate comprehensively all the available literature. So we had over 800 publications that we evaluated to arrive to the conclusion that red meat is a possible carcinogen for cancer and that processed meat is a carcinogen for colorectal cancer.
And you were much more determinant in the statement that you just made between red meat and processed red meat. You just said that processed red meat is a carcinogen. How do we know that?
Yes. So when we evaluated the evidence, we found that there was sufficient evidence that processed meat can cause colorectal cancer. Instead, the evidence for red meat was limited for colorectal cancer, for pancreas cancer, and prostate cancer. So the WHO IARC has a system of evaluation with four categories for the agents that are being evaluated. Processed meat was evaluated with the highest classification, which is group one, and red meat was evaluated with the second next category, which is group 2A.
Is there any good evidence or any good assumptions about what in the processed meat is making it more of a cancer risk?
Yes, so there are different hypotheses, and the mechanism, the actual mechanism by which this happens still needs to be established, but there are different strong hypotheses. And one of them is the presence of nitrates and nitrites in the processed meats, which can lead to damage in the intestines and potentially other parts of the body. The other is a mechanism that is common to both processed meats and red meats, which is the presence of heme iron, which can have different consequences. One of them is that it helps the formation of these nitroso compounds that are already present in processed meat, but it can also have other mechanisms like catalyzing the oxidation of fatty acids and having a direct effect on the cells in the colon.
So I assume, Dr. Mariana Stern, that like most other things, a little bit of hot dogs or bacon, processed red meats, is okay. It all depends on how much you eat. So what do we know about the amount, at least on average, per day that might be okay, and how much we should stay away from it?
Yes. Yeah, so one important distinction I want to make is that it was not the task of our working panel to come up with dietary recommendations. We were just tasked with establishing whether there's evidence of carcinogenicity. However, the World Cancer Research Fund has made dietary recommendations several years ago. And based on the available epidemiological evidence, the current recommendation is to limit the consumption of red meat to about 500 grams or about 18 ounces of red meat a week, with very little of that being processed meat. So that translates in about 71 grams or 2.5 ounces of meat per day. And to put it into context, a hot dog is about 45 grams. So that can give you an idea of how much, you know, people should try to eat on a daily basis. Now, perhaps newer recommendations will need to come in the coming years.
Are you worried that here in the United States, this type of recommendation might fall on deaf ears?
Well, we'll have to see what happens in the coming years. What I can tell you is that currently the American Cancer Society has similar recommendations to the World Cancer Research Fund and advises the population in the U.S. to limit the consumption of red meat in general and processed meat in particular. So those recommendations are similar to what the World Cancer Research Fund has established. Now we'll have to see whether other organizations in the U.S. follow such recommendations, particularly in light of the findings of our working group.
And that would be the FDA, the USDA, and those organizations that set dietary guidelines for the American people.
Exactly, yes.
All right, so we're talking about an American public, of course, that traditionally loves a hot dog once in a while. I know you didn't set recommendations, but you are Dr. Stern. So, Dr. Stern, can you give us a little bit of advice here on what we should do going forward?
Well, I think for now we should follow the recommendations that large organizations like the American Cancer Society and the World Cancer Research Fund have established, which are to limit consumption of red meat to about 500 grams a week and making as little as possible those grams from processed meat. So again, to put it in perspective, it's about 70 grams per day. A hot dog is about 45 grams per day. So limiting consumption of processed meats would be a very safe recommendation. That doesn't mean people should not have any of these. It's just being mindful that having too much of that may increase the risk of colorectal cancer. So keeping the consumption under 500 grams per week would be a wise recommendation to follow for now until further recommendations come from other organizations like the USDA.
New findings from the World Health Organization concluding that red meat may be a carcinogen, but that processed red meats like bacon and hot dogs almost certainly a cause of colorectal cancer. Mariana Stern, professor of epidemiology at the University of Southern California. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.